You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Top of the Morning by Mint, your weekday newscast that brings you five major stories from the world of business. It's Tuesday, April 2nd, 2024. My name is Nelson John. Let's get started.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
The Indian market started the new financial year with a fresh vigor as benchmark indices closed in the green on Monday. BSE's Sensex rose more than 350 points to close 0.49% up from its previous close. NSE's Nifty 50 also climbed more than 130 points to close 0.61% above its last close. Tata Steel, Ultratech Cement and NTPC were among the top gainers on Monday. How fast is India growing? Is it really growing? Well, there are a couple of ways to find out. One can look at the constant construction happening in all major metros across the country. More and more infrastructure projects are coming up, a likely indicator of growth. Another way to track this growth is to look at GDP numbers. In FY23, India's GDP grew at 7%. For the first three quarters of the outgoing fiscal, the growth remained above a healthy 8%. The government estimates the number for the full fiscal year 2024 to be at 7.6%. So, what's driving the growth? While there is more than one driver, some attribute this boost in GDP numbers to the government's push for capital expenditure. But there are other engines of growth too, public consumption being one of them. Mint's senior editor N. Madhavan examines the factors behind India's surge. What's in a name? Not much according to William Shakespeare. But for small finance banks, it might make a world of difference. Small finance banks in India are advocating for a rebranding, seeking to drop the small finance label to enhance their appeal to depositors and investors. This request was discussed in a meeting with RBI officials. People aware of the matter told Mint's banking editor, Gopika Gopakumar. The banks aim to improve customer perception and attract more current and savings account deposits with the name change. Some banks are testing the waters. Hoardings outside AU's small finance bank's regional office in Mumbai's Kurla read simply AU Bank. Websites of almost all SFBCs, barring Ujjivan SFB and Northeast SFB, have dropped the label from their domain names. The term small was initially used in the naming of small finance banks to highlight their core mission of promoting inclusive banking. Over time, these banks have achieved their goal of extending credit to small and micro businesses, demonstrating their commitment to supporting undeserved segments. Now, to continue inclusive growth, having more accounts and fixed deposits is necessary, which will be helpful if the word small is dropped. A spokesperson for Unity SFB told Gopika, "What's light and has high strength, is durable and is extremely useful for the aerospace industry. It's a material called carbon fiber. Carbon fiber is also extensively used to make sports equipment like hockey sticks, rackets, archery bows and golf clubs. Carbon fiber bicycles are popular among enthusiasts because of their lightweight. The reason I'm talking about it is because India is gearing up to start domestic production of carbon fiber, targeting aerospace, civil engineering, and defense sectors. The push comes as a strategic move to lessen imports and navigate around the European Union's impending carbon tax on steel and metal products. India is currently depending on carbon fiber imports from countries like US, France, Japan, and Germany. The EU's carbon border adjustment mechanism set for 2026 has propelled India to consider establishing its own manufacturing capabilities. The Indian government is in talks to create carbon fiber manufacturing units with research support from leading institutions like the Indian Institute of Technology, IIT, to meet international production standards. Mint's Dhirendra Kumar brings you this exclusive story on the development, which is part of India's plan to expand technical textiles exports from $2.5 billion to $10 billion within the next 5 years. Over 60 years ago, American mathematician and meteorologist Edward Lorenz's minor data alteration in a weather simulation at MIT led to significantly different results, laying the foundation for chaos theory, also known as the butterfly effect. This concept, illustrating how small changes can have large consequences, is now relevant across various fields, prompting reflection on the impact of larger phenomena like climate change. India's FMCG sector, heavily reliant on imported palm oil, faces potential disruption from the European Union's proposed carbon tax and the effects of climate change on palm oil production. With India as the world's largest palm oil importer and facing stagnating supplies from major producers, Indonesia and Malaysia, the sector is at a crossroads. Additionally, the cocoa industry faces similar challenges, with extreme weather conditions and diseases reducing global output. Mint's national editor Abhishek Mukherjee takes a deep dive into how the FMCG industry is staring at an existential crisis with climate change, arguably the biggest issue facing humanity. India is poised to standardize the accreditation process for alternative medicine facilities, including Ayurvedic wellness centers, homeopathy clinics, and Unani hospitals. The National Accreditation Board for Hospitals and Healthcare aims to consolidate accreditation standards across all Ayush disciplines. These include Ayurveda, yoga and naturopathy, Unani, Siddha, Sowa Rigpa, and homeopathy. The government aims to get the process running by June, streamlining processes and ensuring quality care. This initiative comes after the insurance regulator's IRDAI's recent inclusion of Ayush treatments in health coverage. Mint's health and pharma correspondent Sumitra Ghosh takes a look at the initiative that highlights the government's effort to boost the alternative medicine sector's credibility and research. The move, however, has been met with mixed reactions. We'd love to hear your feedback on this podcast. Let us know by writing to us at feedback@lifemint.com. You may send us feedback, tips, or anything that you feel we should be covering from your vantage point in the world of business and finance. That's all for today. Thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with a fresh episode of Top of the Morning. Have a nice day.
Top of the Morning by Mint.